The Boeing Company is one of the most storied icons of American industry and innovation. Its brand name airplanes bring that point home daily in nearly every country in the world. The company's luster has been tarnished in recent weeks with firings of top executives amidst accusations of ethical wrongdoing, and its dominance of the skies has been seriously challenged in recent years by the European plane maker Airbus Industries. The company's troubles peaked this past week with the resignation of Chairman and CEO Phil Condit, a 38-year Boeing veteran, and the naming of Harry Stonecipher, a Boeing board member, to take over as president and CEO. Stonecipher came to the company in 1997 when Boeing merged with McDonnell Douglas. David Bauermaster reports on Boeing for the Seattle Times, and he joins us from the studios of KUOW in Seattle. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Leanne.
David, can you give us a brief menu of the overall problems that are facing Boeing?
Well, I'll keep it as brief as I can because it's somewhat lengthy. As you mentioned, the resignation of Phil Condit, which was preceded by the firing of Chief Financial Officer Mike Sears and another senior VP over some improprieties related to Boeing's attempts to get a 100 airplane deal with the Air Force for refueling tankers. In July, they had $1 billion of launch business taken away from them by the Air Force because of an alleged theft of documents from Lockheed Martin. On the commercial airplane side, the business they're probably best known for, as you mentioned, they've been under pressure from Airbus for quite some time, and this year Airbus is likely to overtake them in deliveries for the first time. And since September 11th, obviously the airplane business has been kind of under siege as airlines around the world are struggling to make money. So on pretty much all fronts, they've been battling pretty hard the past few years.
In 1997, the merger with McDonnell Douglas was seen at the time as a clash of cultures and the absorption of McDonnell into Boeing. Are the problems that Boeing faces now in some respects a result of that merger?
In some respects, yes, because a lot of the ethical problems that they've had have been coming from the military side, which predominantly came from McDonnell Douglas. So a lot of people inside Boeing will argue that point and say, well, you know, that was 1997, that's over 6 years ago when the merger actually took place, and this is all new Boeing. But you know, the fact is that the areas that they've had the most ethical problems with are heritage McDonnell Douglas programs.
Boeing was always seen as sort of a model of engineering. McDonnell was bottom line. And now, with the naming of Stonecipher, could it be interpreted that bottom liners have taken over the company?
That's very much the interpretation in Seattle. It's just that there's very different views of that. Wall Street is rather pleased with the return of Harry Stonecipher because he is regarded as somebody that brought a lot of bottom line discipline to Boeing, something that it lacked. In 1997, 98, they were delivering record numbers of airplanes, but they're actually losing money. Now they're not delivering anywhere near that many airplanes, but they're making money. The problem with that from the engineer's side and from the heritage Boeing side is they feel that's come at the expense of the emphasis on engineering and quality and just very strict cost controls. They feel like it's really ruined their culture.
What do you hear people in Seattle saying about what's happening to Boeing?
One thing I heard quite a bit of in the last week was Boeing used to be a family, that Stonecipher and McDonnell Douglas took away that family feeling. And certainly in recent years, there's been increasing unrest and animosity. We've seen over 40,000 layoffs in the commercial airplane division primarily because of the downturn in the economy. But also Boeing is trying very hard to implement lean manufacturing, which means basically making more airplanes with less people. There's a sense that they just don't care about the people anymore, that they're seen as replaceable parts. And they just feel like it's just one more big company. It's not seen as the sort of local shining star that people used to regard it as.
David Bauermaster reports on Boeing for the Seattle Times. He's in the studio of KUOW in Seattle. Thank you very much.
Thank you.